Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips to PC. It is Saturday, the 22nd of October, Anno Domini 2016. And you, you lucky people, you're listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worcester.
And at 6 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes. Here comes the blues. It's time for the news. Oh, and by the way, because Steve is not here, we are not on... He's one step ahead of the law somewhere in the Midwest.
Of course.
We are not on the YouTube thing today.
That's okay. I've got a face for radio, so it'll be fine.
Exactly. We're good. We're good to go. Twitter, Spotify, Reddit, SoundCloud, PayPal, and several other sites have been affected by two web attacks. All the firms are customers of a company called Dyn, D-Y-N, which they use to help users find their sites online. In quick succession on Friday, Dyn was swamped by two attacks that made, actually three now, that made the sites of its customers hard to reach. It is not clear who is behind the attack or why Dyn has been hit. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said it was investigating. In a statement on its website, Dyn posted information about the incidents and said that it had been subjected to distributed denial of service or DDoS attacks. These attempt to overwhelm servers by bombarding them with huge amounts of data. The first DDoS attack started early on Friday morning in the U.S. and mostly affected those in the east of the country. The initial impact of the attack made some sites harder to reach as queries sent to locate them took longer to process. Reddit, Twitter, Etsy, GitHub, SoundCloud, Spotify, many others were all reported as being hard to reach by users throughout the attack, which lasted about 2 hours. Access was also reported to be being intermittent to sites such as PayPal, Pinterest, and Tumblr, as well as some cable firms. PayPal said the web attacks prevented some of our customers from being able to pay with PayPal in certain regions. PayPal was not attacked directly, nor were any of our core services to businesses impacted in the disruption, said PayPal, incorrectly using the word impact. Mm-hmm. GitHub said the global event was affecting Dyn, which had made its site hard to reach, too. A second attack started later on Friday, which Dyn said used the same tactics as the first. A similar list of Dyn customers became harder to visit as a result of that attack. Soon after the second attack was reported, the Department of Homeland Security said it was looking into all possible causes of the attacks on Dyn. The incidents mark a change in tactics, as DDoS attacks are more typically aimed at a single site. Dyn acts as a directory service for huge numbers of firms, which helps customers keep global address books up to date with the location of their domains. What the government is saying now is that this was being done by a massive botnet, which turned into robots the Internet of Things.
Sure.
Cameras that are IP enabled,
right.
Refrigerators that are IP enabled, lights that are IP enabled, thermostats that are IP enabled. These were all the things that were hit and turned into bots that attacked the domain name services. So our poll of the week at Soundbites.org. Massive web attacks briefly knock out top sites. And your choices are, it was horrifying, it was a nuisance, I never get up that early, and I didn't notice.
Okay.
And so far we've got 30 votes. Most of you did not notice.
I
suspect. Who cares?
That's fine.
But I know you'll have more to say about this. So join us in the forums. If you scroll down on the right, just underneath the search bar, you will find fascinating stuff. Apparently, people can't find the search bar. A number of people have asked about it.
We'll have to make it blink.
I have to make it blink.
People can see blinking
things. Get away from me, you evil thing. Under forums, you'll find the second forum is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the very first item in the poll discussion is 22 October 16. Massive web attacks briefly knock out top sites. Three people have typed in so far, and you should join us. And, of course, you can join us here, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415.
That's right.
But, you know, you have two reasons to join us at those numbers, because we are in the midst of a pledge drive. Before we say anything else, let me thank all those of you who were so generous.
Absolutely.
To call in last week. It was great. And I should tell you, we're about halfway to our goal. So we could end the drive this week. That would be lovely.
Sure.
But in order to do that, we need you to make a call and make the pledge. You can call these same two numbers, 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, just like Andy did from West Henrietta. Thank you, Andy.
Nice job, Andy. We do appreciate that very
yes,
much.
Yes, we do.
What a great guy.
He is clearly a great guy.
You know, I bet he's the kind of guy that returns all his library books on time. He's just one of those great guys, you know.
He's one of those great guys. Those guys who does
the ones that
good
you really
things
want to
for
know.
Good people. I suspect he's also a lovely human being and a credit to his whole family.
Nice.
Thank you, Andy, for your generous pledge. And for those of you who are new to this, and I hope there are some who are, We come to you twice a year asking for your generosity. And the reason that we do that is because we are a public radio station.
That's right.
You hear me every week say on the truly great and solely member supported Jazz 90.1.
He's not making this up, folks.
I ain't whistling Dixie. This is how it works.
We're not joking about that.
We aren't. This is a member-supported station. Why are we on the air? Because you asked for us to come on the air.
That's right.
And we're happy to be here. But we need to fund this station in order to do this. We don't ask for a lot of money. In fact, in the greater scheme of things, if you look at the amount of money it takes to run a typical radio station, we're asking for a pittance because everything is member supported, including all the people, 99% of the people you hear on the air all week long. They are volunteers, so everybody volunteers.
And no amount is too small. I think we should be clear about that. Every little bit helps.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So don't feel embarrassed that you don't feel like you can give as much as you want. We're ready to listen and to take your pledge.
I mean, we've been doing this now starting into our 28th year.
Yep.
Wow.
And, you know, we come to you folks every Saturday. You can count on it, just like clockwork. You can turn the radio on every Saturday at noon, and we're here taking your computer questions. We've answered hundreds of them.
Sure.
And, you know, we've saved folks a lot of money, and they've said that over the years. You know, you guys have saved us so much. Well, you know what? It's now time to pay back that gratitude for the times that we have. You know, and you just can't sit back and just suck off of it.
Yep.
You got to actually suck up and, you know, like you said, no wrong amount, whether it's a few bucks or a couple hundred bucks. We don't care. It
yep.
just They're keeps us going every Saturday.
Right.
Because Nick, Steve, and I do not get paid for this. There's
Wait, three. What?
You didn't get the memo?
Oh, talk on it.
It's
well,
in the mail.
Guys,
it's in the mail.
I got a place
plus
to be.
Years.
I got a thing with a guy,
well,
a place.
Yeah. I figured after 20 years, well, the mail has been really slow lately. So.
Yeah, I just assumed that, as with every other check I've ever gotten, my wife took it.
Or it's going to some retirement fund.
Yeah, right.
some type of retirement fund.
It ain't happening. But, folks, yeah.
We want to be here in the future, and you can help us be here.
We do it because we enjoy it. This is fun for us. You know, a lot of folks sit there and, you know, even where I work, they'll come up and say, because I'd be in the store and all of a sudden they hear my voice and they go,
hey.
They look at me and they point and they go, don't you do the radio? Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, right. Always. Always.
You know, but that's the fun of it.
You know, these days, if you take your computer to a store, they will charge you a fee to look at your computer.
Absolutely. Even if they do nothing diagnostic. To actually help
a
you
diagnostic fee.
Fix it.
And that fee is what? $75? $50?
Easily.
Yep. Easily. Mm-hmm. So why not send that to us?
Sure.
We answer your questions. On top of that, we provide you an amazing amount of entertainment
That's right.
and information every week. There should be a cover charge for that. But and we do have levels of membership, by the way, $35, $50, $100,
sure.
et cetera, et cetera. And and of course, we have the frequency pledge,
yes,
$90.10.
Uh-huh.
And in any pledge
for Jazz 901.
Right, for 901, 9010, right?
There it is.
Right. That's the frequency pledge. And at any pledge from the 9010 level and above, you get the Jazz 90.1 membership card, which gives you significant discounts at any number of restaurants and things. You will, believe me, make that money back ridiculously fast if you go out with any regularity at all.
Sure.
And this week we have a deal if you pledge at the $110 level.
Okay.
Or above.
What do we get there?
Two cards.
Nice.
Nice.
One you for you.
And one for somebody else.
One for someone else.
Give it as a gift.
Give it as a gift.
Now there's an idea.
Yeah, right. You can give it as a gift, and you know that's something every time they go out to any one of those places on that card, they're going to save money.
For the person who has everything,
yep, this is nothing. I mean, this is something
this
more.
This is something. Yeah.
This is something more. So if you, fact, if you go to jazz901 or 901.org and scroll down on the right, you will see a picture of the member card.
The blue one?
The blue one. If you click on that, it will tell you it's offering 2-for-1 savings at over 70 restaurants
here in town.
And there's also a list.
Incredible.
Yeah. There's a list of those.
Check it out.
That you should check out. There's
and you can check out the list for free. You don't have to donate to see the list.
Right. Just go check out the list. You can, you know, there's lodgings and local merchants and online merchants, dining. There are wineries. I know many, many people like to take winery tours at this time of year.
Of course. You can see
samples.
The foliage. You can see
foliage.
Well, that too.
And the samples.
Well, there's also the samples.
And the foliage. So there are wineries that give a discount as well. And so there's just a bunch of stuff. 70 places that will give you a 2-for-1 deal. So, seriously.
So that's at the 110?
That's at the 90,
I'm sorry,
10
90,
or
10.
Above level.
Okay, then you get the card.
Right.
And then there was a
110 or above.
For an additional $20.
$20. Oh, and by the way, if you're one of those people who is generous and kind and lovely enough to pledge last week and at the 90-10 at the $110 level, well, at the 90-10 level, or at any level, we don't care. You can call now and make an extra pledge, which bumps you over the 110 to the 110 or above it, and then you will get that second card.
Okay, so we'll keep track of how much you've given. If you need to, if you want to bump that up and get that second card, no problem. Just give us a call. We can make that happen.
Right. So this is what we need you to do. And I don't hear the phone ringing.
That's okay. Sure it will very soon.
I'm sure it will very soon because we need your help. We want to stay on the air. We come here and do this every week, but we need you to make sure that we can continue to do this.
Otherwise, we're just going to be talking into a room, into microphones that aren't plugged into anything, and you won't hear us.
We're so lonely. but seriously, if you call and make the pledge, it keeps us off the streets for 2 hours every Saturday. That's got to count for something in this world.
Yeah, you don't want Nick just wandering around.
You really don't want me wandering around. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Dennis Worcester, the Mighty Eric, and me, Nick Francesco. It is 19 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe, the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Yeah.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worcester.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. Going to go to the phones in just a second. Before we do, I want to thank friend of the show and my personal buddy, Dolores, for her very generous donation.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I got to talk to Dolores during the break there.
And, yeah, that was very cool.
You know,
I can tell right away that Dolores...
Oh, you're not on.
I could tell right away that Dolores was one of those wonderful people that that also probably returns her library books on time.
Yes.
But she also is probably one of those people who never writes a check at the grocery store when she's in front of you in line.
Right.
You know those people that just take forever to write a check?
Yep. She's not one of them. All right, turn your mic off. All right, to the phones. Our first caller today is Brian from Pavilion, New York, who's been generously and patiently hanging on the line. Hiya, Brian. What's up?
Okay, and I just...
Sorry, start that again.
I'm sorry. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. I am boastfully a member twice over this year. So.
That's what we like to hear.
I usually pile on in the spring drive, though.
I love to hear that.
I helped you guys out there. We were running a little bit low there in the middle of summer, so
it's true.
My resume is thick.
You're good.
Anyway, working on my son's gaming computer. He got a virus infection. Somehow we cleaned it all up real good. Got everything back to normal. It's working good. Scans well. Mm-hmm. I am having one problem when we go to reboot the system. Initially, when you boot. The password box fills with asterisk.
Okay.
And then we delete that, and then it does it again, and then it doesn't do it again.
Thank you so much for that. Should we bill that to your Visa or Discover?
I tried to find it on Google. I couldn't find any real help about that.
Go ahead.
Is this a Windows machine?
It is. Windows 10.
Uh-huh. Huh. Huh.
Okay.
I'm thinking coincidental bad keyboard.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is that you may have, I don't know what kind of keyboard you have, but a lot of the keyboards have bounce.
Right.
Right? And if it's a brand new keyboard, and it happens when it boots up but then doesn't afterwards,
right.
What it sounds like is that there's an electrical issue in the keyboard itself that gives it bounce. That's just generating random characters.
Right. It may be.
So my suggestion would be, you know, keyboards are cheap.
Okay.
I actually got a couple laying around here.
Oh, there you go.
Well, this is one of those more money than brains machines. Who knows what he paid for this thing? So I'm sure he's very particular about this thing. So. All right, they're very good. I just wanted to double check before I wouldn't go tearing things apart again.
Yeah, no, I think I would certainly start there. In terms of troubleshooting, do the cheapest, fastest thing first and eliminate the most obvious problem. And in this case, both of those lead me to say try a different keyboard first.
Okay, thank you. And by the way, I go back to you guys way back into the Dr. Bob days. So.
Oh, good for you.
Whoa,
thank you. My goodness, you're old.
Every way, so.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. There is clearly another satisfied member of
followed us this many years.
Yeah, 27 years.
Yeah.
And you'll notice that he stepped up and is a member, as is our friend Howard. Thank you, Howard, from Rochester. We appreciate that. The big thing, of course, is these people are all happy to become members of the station.
That's right.
Not because they feel there is some form of quid pro quo here, but because, well, yeah, I guess there is.
It's a choice. They are electing to do this because they feel it's important and they value the information and the entertainment that we provide.
Well, that's just it. And as Dave was saying, and as we said earlier, people come up to us all the time and say, thanks, you've saved me, blah, 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 you've helped me, blah, 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 you've done blah, blah, blah. Well, that's beautiful, and we thank you for telling us that.
Of course.
But think of the money we've saved you.
That's right.
And we say this all the time. A fix that would have cost you $200, $300, $400 at a store, we can give you an answer immediately. And
you never had to leave your house.
You never had to leave your house. And so why not send us 10%?
Sure.
Take a look at how much money we've saved you. Take a look at that rig you've got in front of you, particularly guys like Brian, more money than brains sort of thing. And add up what it costs and send us 10%. We're not asking for a lot. We're asking for 10%. And for those of you who are, we understand, believe me, parlous economic times. We truly do.
Yes.
But, you know, it's everybody.
What's comfortable for you.
Right. If everybody who listened to this show sent in 10 bucks, we'd be far on our way.
That's right. Now, is there still a competition with those polka guys?
There is. They did extremely well last week.
Good for them.
And we did not do nearly as well, but we can beat them this week.
So we've got some other friendly folks.
Yes, we do. Let me thank friend of the show and my personal buddy, Scott.
From the way in Buffalo?
From Buffalo, New York. Awesome. The great Buffalo, New York. Someplace that truly is Western New York.
That is.
Yeah. I have a friend who lives in Albany, uh-huh. And I have another friend who lives in New York, and my New York friend always says, oh, yeah, Billy over in Western New York.
Was in Utica?
No! No! Albany is not Western, nor is it upstate.
Oh, Albany.
Yeah, nor is it upstate.
Isn't Albany further east than New York?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If it's not New York, it's upstate or Western New York. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Anything north of Westchester County.
You and Billy in Western New York.
When the train lines end.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So we're delighted that somebody who really is in Western New York. Thank you, Scott, for your generous donation. We also want to thank Robert and Carl for their donations. Thank you so much.
Bob from
this
Rush?
Is great.
Wow.
Bob from Rush and Carl from Pottstown,
cool.
PA. Our buddy Carl in Pottstown, PA, which is not Pottsville, so he can't send me any Yingling.
Not Potter County, PA.
Not Pottersville. No, it's not.
But I think that's our first outside of New York State pledge for the show today. That's great.
It is for today. Doggone it!
You should figure out who the furthest one away is.
And you people out there, you need to be stepping up. You know, we're getting people all from Rochester. Last week was all from Rochester. This week we got somebody from Pennsylvania.
Spreading it around.
I know
Buffalo.
We have listeners all over the country. Where the heck are you? We need your help.
And internationally, too.
And internationally. We know there are a lot of people who listen to the show
right.
in the podcast. Hundreds of you from overseas. The exchange rate is quite favorable, so send us some money. We'll take euros. We'll take whatever it has to be.
Canadian money with all the animals on it.
Yeah, we'll take it all. We'll take British pounds and play a record with them.
Sure,
we don't care. We're happy to do all that. In the meantime, we're going to talk to Paul from Brighton, New York. Hiya, Paul. What's up?
Yeah, I have a question. But first, I often listen to you on the stream on the internet.
Thank you.
When I click the listen live button. It seems to have changed. It comes up with the default is Twin UI, and then when I click on that, it opens up with some kind of a music player or something. You know what's going on?
Well, are you talking about you're not talking about inside the web browser. You're talking about.
Well, I'm clicking on your site, on your internet,
right.
The Jazz 90.1.
Listen now.
There's a big live button.
Yep.
Right.
I click on that, and then it opens up with this music thing. It says groove music. And
are you listening on a tablet?
No, it's a PC. It's a Windows PC.
Windows 10?
Yes.
Yeah. Twin UI.
That's that tablet.
I never had that before. I mean, I just clicked on it, and I tried my other computer, which is a laptop, and the same thing happened. And I didn't make any
interesting.
Twin UI is a Windows 10 program called Tablet Windows User Interface.
Well, Windows did do an update.
Yeah.
Yesterday or today. So is it?
yep.
forcing me to use this.
Well, because, player. You know, it's not. See, people keep thinking it's their computers. Microsoft keeps knowing it's their computer, and you're
I'm
just
sorry,
using
I
it.
Apologize.
Yeah, it is, yeah, I don't know what's wrong
they
with you.
They didn't mention it at the store when we bought it.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. But anyway, here's the deal. What you want to do is go find the program you want to use. Every program is different, so I can't lead you right to it. But in every program, there is something that says become the default.
Yeah, okay.
And so you need to find that in the program you want to use.
Yeah, they're making me work, in other words.
I'm sorry.
Just a bit.
Yes, but just think, you're learning yet one more thing about your computer. How fun is that?
Okay. Well, this will be something you could talk about at the next cocktail party.
Right.
Okay, let me get to my real question, which is, when I use Super Anti-Spyware, every single day when it runs, it comes up with, like, several hundred, sometimes 400 to 600, problems that it flags, and then it cleans them up. Is that, and usually they're
cookies.
Cookies, I guess.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that normal? That to get
absolutely. Well, it depends on how much browsing you do.
Well,
For me, it's thousands. For you, it's apparently only hundreds. You slacker.
I go to the New York Times, maybe the Wall Street Journal, a few other.
Yeah, each of them sets multiple cookies.
Right.
Yeah, but should that result in 600?
Yes, it easily could.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
It really can.
Particularly since every ad you see also sets at least one cookie. And sometimes more. So you go to a page, and that's one cookie, but it may have five ads on it.
Sure. It's very common to have pages that have dozens of different ways to track you. There's a great plugin you can get called Ghostery, Ghostery. You can install that in your browser, and down in the corner, anytime you go to a page, it says, hey, just wanted you to know this particular website is using these however many trackers. And you can also tell it to notify you or to just attempt to protect you from them if you want. And what I have found is sometimes the Ghostery tool and some of the other ad blocking tools will actually make a site just not show up the way it's intended to, and you can't even see the content unless you turn it off. So there are a couple of downsides to using those tools, but they can help you illuminate some of the things that are happening behind the scenes.
Okay, thanks for the tips on that.
Yep, Ghostery is free, okay. And you can definitely check that out. And doesn't cost anything to install, and installs very fast.
Okay, well, thank you again. Thanks for your work, too.
Sure,
and well, thanks so much.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Paul. I do want to thank, where were we? Scott, our friend Scott from Buffalo, of course. We also want to thank Robert and Carl and Victor and Richard and Charles.
Wow.
it won't go again until it's done.
It finishes.
So thanks to each and every one of you for your very generous donations. We are in the middle of a pledge drive. We'd like to stay on the air.
And these people are making it possible. And you can join them.
Yes.
And it's easy to do. All you have to do is call 585-966-5299. If you're outside the 585 area code, it's 1-800-790-0415. And if you don't actually like talking to human beings, although Joelle is a perfectly lovely woman,
it's true.
Dennis is okay too in his own odd way, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. In any case, whichever way you do, it just takes a couple of minutes.
Don't pick up the phone.
Let her do it.
No, I got you. Transferred it over.
Yeah, okay. There we got it. Okay, thank you.
One other thing, though, I stress folks to go online and do it. One, it's secure.
True.
And two, it's Saturday.
Yep. Exactly.
We're here.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's not?
Rob Linton, ladies and gentlemen.
And because he's not here helping out, and you email him, he's now got to answer his emails, no matter where he is, what's he doing, to let us know what you folks are pledging.
That's right.
So please, just bombard him right now with as many pledges as you folks can We'd really appreciate it. And it helps us get to our goal. And in a way,
make 22 $5 pledges to get up to that $110 level.
That's right. You can do that.
Yeah. And just keep them going. So, because he's got to let me know.
I love that idea.
That'll keep him busy. His phone will be buzzing. Come on, guys. That would be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, do it. Do it, people. Do it.
Oh, that would be so much fun. Because then he's got to take all that information down and everything else and then finally text us with the final.
More importantly, he's then got to add that up, tote it all up, and make sure that person gets the extra pledge.
Right.
You know, market is an extra pledge.
11 $10 donations. That would be fine, too.
That would be fine. That would be okay. Not a problem there.
But be creative, people.
All right, we're gonna give you a couple of minutes to make that call and make that pledge and do it online to annoy Rob. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Dennis Worcester, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 40 minutes after the hour. It's Sound Bites, and it is, thanks to you and your generosity, the solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worcester.
And at 45 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bite. And we have member Carl from Pottstown, PA. Hiya, Carl. What's up?
Hey, how you doing today?
First of all, thank you so much for your membership. We appreciate it no end.
What a nice thing to do.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, it's worth it. You guys do such great work. It's incredible. I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. What's up?
Oh, I have a question about Internet Explorer 11.
Yeah, don't use it.
I realize you don't like it, but I probably should be using it. I do use other things, too, but I have a question about it.
Sure.
It's the autocomplete feature. I think I've gone to a website called SoundCloud once in my life. I think I've probably gone to your website, SoundBytes, for, you know, maybe 50 or 60 times. And yet every time I start typing in the word sound, the autocomplete feature completes SoundCloud instead of SoundBytes.
Right.
No matter how many times I go to your website, it doesn't change. I was just wondering if there's any way to get into it to change the autocomplete feature when I start typing in the word sound from SoundCloud to SoundBytes.
Right. So under Internet Explorer, you have the tools menu in the upper right-hand corner, the little gear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the wheel, the gear. Under there should be Internet Options.
Mm-hmm.
Under there should be Content. And inside that should be an autocomplete section.
Okay.
And under settings, you can turn it on, you can turn it off. And actually, you can also, rather than playing around with that, if you just want to delete your autocomplete history, you can do that as well. So for that, you again go into Tools, Internet Options, Content tab, and Autocomplete. Then click the settings buttons, and you can just delete your current autocomplete history.
Mm-hmm.
And that should do
it. Okay, I was doing that while you were talking, and I brought up that box. I see exactly what you mean, so I'll give that a try.
There you go.
Super.
All right.
And thanks again for that donation.
Thank you again, Carl. Have fun.
Bye-bye.
There you go. There is a perfect example. Here's a guy who has a problem that he can't solve, and just by being a member of this show,
that's right,
he got the solution he needed.
It really is just that easy.
It is just that easy. Now, we don't know if it worked because I just lied. I have no idea. No.
You'd be amazing how fast we can Google things.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it all works. God bless Google. That's the place that knows everything.
That's true. So we are keeping busy over here, and if you could see how fast Nick's fingers go, it really is quite impressive.
I used to type 90 words a minute.
Amazing.
I don't anymore because I have arthritis.
Okay, so you're down to what, 85?
And carpal tunnel. Yeah, and carpal tunnel.
Okay.
I used to play the banjo, and I don't anymore, sadly, happily for all of the people who, you know, are around us.
Uh-huh.
Around me every day, I don't play the banjo anymore, but I do miss it. I do miss the banjo. I got to be honest. You play the banjo and
I've heard that's a hard instrument to pick up.
It's heavy. Yes. Yeah. It is.
That's not what I meant.
You get that tone ring in the back, and that's made of solid metal. That's heavy.
Sure.
It is a difficult thing to learn to play really well.
Uh-huh.
Because there are a number of very, very fine banjo players locally, guys like Joe Dady,
absolutely,
people like that, as well as nationally, you know, Bella Fleck and of course the great Earl Scruggs and people like that, and Steve Martin, who
of
comes
course
and plays at the jazz festival every year, and they play so well that it's hard to match them.
That's right.
You know, but I used to play all the time, and now I don't. Well. Let's go back to the phones. Is this the Gary who just called in? Okay. Gary.
Yes, I did make a pledge, and I love your show.
I love to hear that. Thank you, yes. Gary.
I've been listening for 20 years, not for 27, but 20. So
20 is good.
So I'm a long-term veteran.
Nice.
That's what we like to hear. What can we do to make you a happier man today?
Well, I have something to add to a response you gave to an early caller, and then I've got a question.
Sure.
This is sort of a question in response to your earlier caller who was complaining about getting so many cookies. Can't you just go into your browser? I use Firefox, and just say, I won't take any cookies, and just check that off to cut down the number of hits he gets on Super Anti-Spyware.
Yes, you can. The problem with that is that cookies do have some
they're a tool.
Usefulness.
They're a useful tool. And, for example, they can remember you from session to session in certain websites and things like that. So cookies are not necessarily a bad thing. What you might want to do, is not worry about getting cookies from the sites you actually go to, but blocking third party cookies, which you can do as well in most browsers, and certainly by using some form of ad blocker,
right,
you can block the ads that come up. Although I'm a bit hypocritical, I have ads on all my sites and would love it if people clicked on one or two once a day so that I could make a buck off of Google.
That would be nice.
I do understand that people don't like ads, and I get that. So, yeah, you can do either of those things. Good points.
Yeah, and okay, and the question is this, and for a 20-year listener, I can ask some pretty naive questions, but here's the question. I use Windows Backup on two computers, and one's on the Internet and one isn't. And the one off the Internet, I still am using XP, but it's not on the Internet. The one on the Internet, I use Windows 10, and I have separate hard drives on each one of those computers. And this is the question. I'd like to back up the backups. And could I put both backups on the same separate hard drive, even though they use different OSs?
It depends.
Okay.
That's my favorite answer.
Yeah,
I know.
It works so well.
The short answer is yes, but the short answer is unsatisfactory, to me at least, because I got 2 hours to fill. So here's the longer answer. Yes, you can. If it's a in however you want to do it, make sure they are in separate directories.
All right.
Yeah.
And
definitely,
if they are a single file, it depends on how you've saved them. If they're a single file, then you just copy that single file over. If they're multiple files, then you have to copy the whole directory over.
Right.
But it would be easiest in terms of not screwing around if you're going to restore something to move it back to the original drive it came from before you do a restore.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So you back up. Let's just take the Windows 10 machine. They both work the same way. You back it up off the machine onto a hard drive. We'll call that drive A.
All right.
Then you copy that to another drive. We call that drive B.
Okay.
Now you have to do a restore. If you want to use the file that's on drive B, copy it to drive A before you decide to restore it to the machine.
All right.
See what I'm saying? Because the restore program expects to find its files on that drive A.
Okay.
And so by having it on B, you confuse it. It's never a good idea to confuse Windows Backup.
Yeah.
So by putting those files back on A before you restore them, you'll have much more success.
Yeah. I think, given my fear about making a mistake, I might as well spring for another separate hard drive for a second backup for each computer. They aren't very expensive.
No, they really aren't. And that makes the most sense, frankly. You know, you can also look at one of the offline internet.
Oh, I know, sure.
Yeah, what's the one
offsite?
We keep telling people about that?
Oh, there's Backblaze, there's CrashPlan, there's a number of different.
Yeah, there's another one I think that starts with a C.
CrashPlan.
Dave, what's the internet backup program we keep telling people about? Yeah, we're all apparently having the same
Carbonite.
Carbonite.
Yeah, Carbonite.
Okay. You can use a program called Carbonite. That's $5 a month. So any one of those, you know, that backs it up to the internet.
Right.
On a Windows machine, you can actually use Google Drive, back it up to that. You get 15 gigs. So.
Yeah, I mean, Google Drive, I just put everything up to Google Drive,
right.
Just the data. Now, all my photos, I put over to Google Photos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And for the few documents that I have, you know, I haven't even come close to getting rid of the 15 gig, because that's what you always want to do is back up your data. The programs, you're going to have to reinstall anyways.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of fact. Your photos, as long as they're 15K or less, go up to Google Photos. They're free. I have over 7,000 photos right now. I just
15 megapixels, yeah.
Yeah, 15 megapixels.
16, actually.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You're right.
But anyways, they're up there, and I won't ever have to worry about losing a one of them.
Yep.
Because a lot of my treasure, and they're there, and I can look at them on my phone, my tablet. I could be out west, log into somebody's computer, and I can show them some photos.
Yep. And you can do it from your tablet, your Chromebook,
anywhere.
Your phone, your desktop. But that's just another way to back things up. You want multiple ways. So I think you're right. If you've got stuff being backed up to drive A and drive B, adding a drive C where you can back both the B drives up makes a lot of sense, because the more copies you have, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Although it is important to have at least one copy off-site.
Yep.
Yes, right.
Right. God forbid something happens to your house. But if it does, then you've got protected. A copy somewhere else.
Yes. Well, I have some copies in a fireproof box. But
okay,
that's a good idea. If you're running your business off a computer, you should also be putting a copy in a safe deposit box somewhere.
Right. Yeah, periodically. I certainly heard that.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much, and keep up the good work for another 27 years.
We'll do our best. Thanks, Gary. Right. We appreciate your membership.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
As you heard, Gary is a member.
What a guy.
And that's delightful.
It is.
You can be a member. It only takes a couple of minutes. 585-966-5299. You can talk to the lovely Joelle or to Dennis. I didn't want to say
hey,
lovely.
Everybody.
Yeah. Or you can, if you're outside the 585 area code, of course, it's 1-800-790-0415. And if you're one of our many listeners who don't like human beings at all, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And by the way, we teased Jazz-O-Matic membership.
Ooh, what's that?
Jazz-O-Matic is great. Often we don't have a lot of money right off the top.
Sure.
And so we want to pledge a lot of money because we want to get those high-end gifts, or because we just really love the station. So you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member if you pledge $10 or more per month.
Okay.
And you pick the number of months.
Uh-huh.
And you pick the amount.
Okay.
We will then automatically deduct that from your bank every month until you tell us to stop. So you can say, I want to do this for a year. I want to do this for 2 years. I want to do this open-ended, and I'll let you know when we stop.
Okay.
However you want to do it, by becoming a Jazz-O-Matic member, not only does it hurt less, but we get more.
That's right.
And everybody wins. So everybody, in the long runs, everybody wins. So,
and it's so convenient. Because then you don't even have to think about it.
Takes you a couple of minutes to do, and then when you're done, you never have to think about it again.
That's right.
It's like automating a backup. You don't want to do it by hand because you will forget. You will screw it up because you are human. All you have to do is get it right once with Jazz-O-Matic, and then it happens automatically from that on. It's magic.
That's right. And it's we are getting magic. Closer to the end of the year, and people are thinking about their taxes, and what am I going to owe something this year? Can I defray that a bit with some charitable donations, hello, here we are.
Here we are.
We can happily help make that a possibility, yeah, and a certainty.
It's all tax deductible.
Yeah, sure. Yep. We'll give you the receipts. Visit your friendly tax preparer and let them know. And be sure to get that charitable giving donation.
That's right. And we talked earlier about when you pledge online, it gets Rob up off his butt.
Yep.
On a Saturday. That's a good thing.
Yep.
That's an exceptionally good thing. So you should definitely do that. Well, you've clearly wasted an hour of your life with this nonsense, but we're going to give you another chance to do it because we're going to take a slightly longer break, and then we will come back with a whole lot more of Dennis Worster, Dave Enright, me, Nick Francesco, the mighty Eric,
that's right,
and you. And that couple of minutes gives you the opportunity to call and make a pledge. 585-966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. Jazz901.org. You are listening to Soundbites on the solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you in a couple minutes.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Dennis Worster.
I'm Eric Worster.
And you are hurtling headlong into the second hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. For those of us who are just joining us, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. We could end the pledge drive this week if our members would make the call.
Wow.
We've done very well, and we'd love... even more than you would, we'd love to next week just come back and not have to ask you for pledges. But we have to make the money or the station goes off the air.
Right.
And that's not a joke. Last year at this time, there were a double handful of jazz stations left in the world, and now there are only seven. And we'd like to continue to be here, but we can't do that unless you help. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, we know that you want us to be here too.
Yes. We know you want us to be here. And of course, we don't get government grants and all that other stuff. When I say we're member supported, we're solely member supported, I ain't whistling Dixie. That's how this works. We live or die based on your desire to keep us here. And we say all the time, you know, people stop us constantly saying, thank you for your show. You helped me so much. You saved me so much money. Okay. Shoot us a little.
Just a little. Yeah. Like a tip jar. Think of it like a tip jar.
That's right. Send it our way.
That's right. And it doesn't have to be a lot. We're not asking for, you know, it would be fine if you wanted to send us $1,000. We would love that. But, hey, not everybody has $1,000 to give. We understand that.
Right. And so, and
pick a number that works for you.
Right. Particularly these parlous economic times. We do have levels of membership from $35 on up. And if you pledge at the $90 and 10 cent level or above, you will get the Jazz 901 membership card where you get 2-for-1 deals and a bunch of restaurants and other places. That alone, you'll make more than your money back really fast. And in fact, as a special for this week only, if you pledge at the $110 level or above, just $20 more,
yep,
you get 2 member cards.
That's right.
So it's well worth it. But you know what? If everybody who called in pledged just $10 or $20, we would end this pledge drive on a very high note if just the people who are listening to this show did that.
And the people who call who take the pledge are just so very nice. They're just so nice to talk to. And
they're nice people. Joelle is nice. Even Dennis is nice. I know it's hard to believe. Dolores was shocked.
Don't believe what you've heard, people.
But he was actually nice on the phone. We're not saying anything about real life, but on the phone, he was very, very nice.
Thank you.
And we'd love to have you become a member. You know, we talk about this all the time, but the way it works is like this. We're like a game. If you play a game solo, it's fun.
It is.
It's way better with multiple players.
Right. The more the merrier.
And in this particular case, if there aren't multiple players, there isn't going to be a game.
That's true.
That's a simple fact of life. So join the game. Become a member of the Soundbites family. Become a member of the Jazz 90.1 family. Super easy to do. 585-966-5299. 1-800-790-0415. In either of those cases, you will talk to the lovely and talented Joelle Van Buren. Otherwise, if you don't like talking to human beings, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And in fact, those hundreds of you, and there are hundreds of you who download the podcast every week, you think that's free? Make the call. Make the pledge. You folks on the podcast, do it online.
Sure.
Lots of people listening on the stream. If everybody on the stream pledged, we'd be way ahead, way ahead. So those of you who are listening on the stream, I hope you're feeling a little guilty, because you should be. I promised Rob I would be polite this time around, but we need you to make the call and make the pledge. We are... delighted to bring this show to you every week, and we are delighted when you stop us on the street or wherever and tell us how much you love the show. But every once in a while, and that translates to twice a year, we ask you to put your money where your mouth is, and this is one of those times. And don't tell me you can't afford it. I know you can afford a few bucks. We don't need you to pledge at the $110 level or the $90 level or the $50 level or the $35 level. If you can afford 10 bucks, call in with 10 bucks.
That's right. No amount too small.
No amount too insignificant, because they aren't insignificant. Dennis is right. Every dollar gets us closer to the goal of keeping us on the air.
Yeah. And you can be a member and you can be a part of that. And let people know how you feel.
And it's easy to do. 585.
That's right.
966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I don't know what you're waiting for. Particularly you. Yes, you. The one who's sitting there saying, heavens, I wish they would stop begging. We'll be glad to do that, but the only way we're going to do that is if we meet our goal.
That's right. We
don't meet our goal if you don't call in. It's that simple. This is not heavy math. You know, we don't care when the train left the station. All we want you to do is call in. 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Do it now. Do it while you're thinking of it. Do it now. If you hold it off, you know what they say, the greatest invention of the devil is procrastination. Don't put it off. You will forget. You're only human. So make the call. Make the pledge. Make the donation. Make this show stay on the air. That's on you. That's not on us.
We can't be here without your help.
We can't be here without your help. This is entirely on you. Be an adult. Step up. Take the responsibility. Make the call. Make the pledge. Make us come back another week.
What a wonderful thing you could do. Make a pledge in someone else's name. Someone who is very important to you, or someone that you really respect and admire. Donate enough to get that second membership card and share that with somebody that you love.
That's right.
Somebody's got a birthday. They're the kind of person that's really hard to buy for. Hey, include this in the birthday card.
Or you know somebody who truly is in dire straits right now. Wouldn't it be great to give them a card that gives them 2-for-1 meals?
That's right.
They can take out their significant other as well. All you have to do is make the call and make the pledge. Get the thing. You can give it for Christmas.
We'll do the rest.
We'll do the rest. It's simple enough. Just make the call and make the pledge. 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0414. 15 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And remember, pledging online has an added benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It gets Rob Linton off his butt because he then has to text us with the amount that came in. So please feel free to make that call. And in fact, if you make 22 $5 pledges, yep, you're at that $110 level. Yep.
If you're feeling a little mischievous today, here's your chance. Here's your chance. You've been stuck in the house. It's been raining for the last 2 days, looking for something to do.
And you really want that the double card there, the two cards.
When you hear this idea and the your mouth just kind of rolls up into a gentle, evil smile.
That's right. Here's your chance. 22 $5 pledges.
Yes.
11 $10 pledges or 2 $55 pledges.
That's right.
That's all it takes to get to that $110 level. And we'd be delighted to have Rob get up off his butt and have to make that that text message to us. And we want to thank Stephen from Rochester, New York, for his generous donation. Thank you so much, Stephen. And we should get to the phones and talk to our buddy Bodan from Rochester, New York. Bodan, what's up?
Hey guys, I just want to let you know that I've renewed my membership with Jazz 90.1 and your program, Soundbites. I believe in you guys 100%. I go to bat with you. I talk about you all the time.
Hey,
and I just
you.
Want to let you know that I am right behind you guys.
Hey. Bless you, my friend. We appreciate that
very,
very much.
I do have one comment. I just want to know what has happened to Uncle Dave's story time. Uncle Dave was one of the highlights that I remember listening to years ago, and especially when you did your live broadcast from the downtown Rochester hotel, and I listened and I watched Uncle Dave rant and rave about issues that were just bothering him so much. What has happened to Uncle Dave? He's mellow. He's content.
He's retired.
He must be drinking champagne every day.
He's retired, but
well,
no.
The meds have finally kicked in. And
now, once in a while, I come up with one of them. As a matter of fact, I got a story I'll share after the next break that kind of ticked me off.
Grinds your gears, man.
Yeah. By the way, what year was that when you guys did that live broadcast from the downtown hotel?
The one from the downtown hotel was our 20th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which, yeah. So that was 7 years ago, 1999.
99, okay.
Yeah.
That was a great performance by you, gentlemen.
Well, thank you. Well,
keep listening.
Matter of fact, I just came across the picture, Nick, just as you brought that up, of Lori, your daughter, and my granddaughter sitting at the booth, the table there, checking people in.
Oh,
send me that.
I will have to send you that.
Absolutely, send me that.
Again,
how great is
all
that?
These photos that I have up in Google Photo.
Yep.
I was just going through a bunch of them, and all of a sudden, there's one. And the three of them are sitting there at the table. I'll send that one on to you.
Yeah,
anyway,
please.
No questions for me today. I just want to let you know that I am a member of the radio station. I believe in your programming and the philosophy and the whatever the station does, and I just want to let you know I renewed this just minutes ago, and
I see it.
I encourage other people to do the same.
Super.
I got it right here. Thanks so much, Bodan.
Bye-bye, guys.
Keep smiling, my friend.
Bye.
As you heard, Bodan was kind enough to become a member. Joining him were Christiana from Rochester and Stephen from Rochester. Thanks to both of you. It is you people.
What wonderful things to do.
That is a wonderful thing to do, and it is these people who keep us on the air and keep this show going.
That's right.
We're here every week answering your questions and quite frankly, saving some of you hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
And you can be a wonderful person just like they were wonderful people by donating. It doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much. It takes 2 minutes of your time. And like we said, even a $10 donation, if every single person who listens to this show called in with $10, we'd be way ahead. And
sure.
You're all, I know there are some of you who are in dire straits, and I get that. But many, many, many of you could afford a few bucks.
Sure. Sure.
And
the $35 pledge, if that's the only pledge you make all year, that's really only about $3 a month. You know, you can hardly get coffee for $3 once a month.
Right. In fact, if you joined at the $150 level,
okay,
that's $2.88 a week.
Wow. Was that like 41 cents a day?
41 cents a day. And it's
less than
even if the only show you listen to is us.
Right.
I got to think we're worth $2.88.
I hope so.
I hope so.
You're probably worth $2. I'm worth the $88.
There you go. Pretty much the other way around. But,
No.
But the point is, that's at the $150 level. So pledge at the $50 level. Pledge at the $30 level. Pledge at the $10 level.
There is no wrong level.
There is no wrong level. Again, if you want to pledge at a specific amount,
we can do that.
We have gifts, you know, t-shirts and caps and other things. And if you pledge at any level from $90.10 and up, we get the you get the membership card. If you pledge at the $110 level, you get two membership cards.
One
two
for you, one for
membership
a friend.
Cards. One for you, one for a friend. Or if you don't have any friends, you can go out twice a week.
Nice.
So nice.
Keep one in each car
and meet people,
and then give them a card.
Buy a random stranger a dinner. It's free.
Why not?
Why not? And so you can do that by just making a call and making the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We've got about a minute to the break.
Okay. Right?
So yep, do we want to at least take a question from Chris?
We'll do our best.
No, or hold. Okay, yeah. All right, Chris, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello,
okay,
Chris.
What's up?
Well, I just had a quick question. I know you guys are big fans of Google, and I just read recently that they had eliminated the wall between their ad network and their data gathering from Gmail and that network. There used to be a wall that separated anonymous data from non-anonymous data. And I was curious if you guys have heard about that and how you feel about it.
That's a good question.
I haven't read that article yet.
That's actually a very good question. But I'll tell you what, that's going to be a longer answer than I can do in 30 seconds.
Yeah,
so we're going to take a quick break, and then we will come back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray. No, not Steve Ray. Dave Enright, Dennis Worster, Eric Worster, Nick Francesco, Chris from Rochester, and you. It is 20 minutes after the hour. And you're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, and the truly great, and I mean it, member-supported, Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported, Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Dennis Worster.
And I'm Eric Worster.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we have Chris from Rochester, New York on the line. Okay, here's the deal, Chris. For people who are interested in keeping their that wall in place, Google allows you to do that. It used to be the default, and now it is no longer the default. But they have not taken away the ability to do it.
Well, my understanding of it is that it's now no longer an option. Anybody who's been grandfathered into the program can opt out of it. But my understanding is if you were to go sign up for a Gmail right now, they would not provide that wall between their ad network and the Gmail network.
Nope, that is incorrect. Here's the way this works.
Okay.
There is a wall, and it used to be the default that you opted out. Now the default is they opt you in and you can opt yourself out. And the way you do that is pretty simple. From any one of your Google accounts, but let's say Gmail.
Right.
Up in the upper right hand corner is your little picture or an initial if you never put up a picture. If you click on that, you see a bunch of stuff, including a blue My Account button. Click on that. And it brings up controls and security and blah, 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 blah. If you scroll down, you will find My Activity. If you go to My Activity, we're almost there. On the left-hand side, scroll down that way a little bit, and you see Activity Controls. If you click on that, The very first thing is web and app activity, and there's a checkbox that it says that says include Chrome browsing history and activity from websites and apps that use Google services. That is checked. If you uncheck it, you are back to having the firewall in place.
Good to know. I appreciate the rundown of that. I was just I had just read the article, and I was on my way to lunch here today, and I had heard you guys talk, and I know you guys are pretty savvy with the Chromebooks and with Google in general, so I really wanted to catch your opinion on it. I appreciate the rundown. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Anytime.
And I hope you're a member.
I am a member. I became a member this past year for the first time, and I'm loving it. I use my member card all the time. No lie.
That's what I love to hear. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, you guys have a good one.
Thank you very much. That was really great.
That's great. So Chris is a member, and he got lots of exciting information, as did all of you. And we'd absolutely like to thank Joan. I think it's Jean. Joan? Oh, it's Joan. Sorry, Joan. I apparently need better glasses.
I read it.
I'm fine, but my eyes are old. Dennis is young.
Well,
you puppy.
You hear that? I'm young, everybody. Believe it.
Dennis is young.
I'll take it.
Dennis is young. We'd like to thank Joan. From Rush, we'd like to thank Sue from Canton. And
I think I might know who that is.
You might. Unbelievable. And
what a nice lady. I've known her all my life.
Really?
Yes.
All of it?
Oh, every day.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
We go way back.
I bet you do. I bet Joan goes a little farther back than you do. Do we think that's true?
Oh, Sue. Well, maybe. But this Sue person, she's real special.
She's a very special lady.
Yeah.
I didn't mean farther back than you do, but is she willing to admit she goes back as far as you do? Is what I meant to say.
Oh, yes. It's possible. She and I are fans of each other.
Well, that's good to know. At any rate, we are in the midst of a pledge drive, and we're taking your calls. And you can easily make that call. We're about to take a phone call from someone with a question. But while we're doing that, you can make a pledge, 585-966-5299.
It really is painless.
Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org and never have to speak to another human being. While we talk to Steve from Greece, New York. Welcome, Steve. What's up?
I have a question, a Google Chrome question, Chromebook question.
You've called the right place.
A thing to tell you about anyway. So, Chromebook, I miss page, home, and end. In my Chromebook.
Okay.
I can't find how to do it. Everything I find, when I try to do it, it doesn't work. Or the steps don't exist on my machine.
So you mean the scrolling page by page, the page up, page down keys, the home to jump to the...
I want to go home with, all the way to the top or all the way to the bottom. Bottom is less important, but I go to the top all the time.
Right.
Sure. Okay, there are a couple of things you can do, and just so you don't have to memorize all of this stuff, do you know about the pop-up keyboard?
No.
Okay, good news. You're going to like this.
Control, Alt, and Slash keys, and it brings up a keyboard on screen, which will show you what you can do with each key. Now, obviously, when you bring it up, all you see are the regular keys. But if you hold the control key down, you'll see all the things that happen when you press the control key. If you hold the alt key down, all the things that can happen when you press the alt key, shift key the same way, alt shift, control shift. So you can see all those different things.
Yeah.
And holding the Alt key down while you press the up and down arrows goes up and down a page.
Right.
I got that one. That one I know.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. So and previous word and next word, but you want to go all the way to home.
Scroll back to the top.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a very good question.
We're looking at the document here.
I've been on the web. I've seen you used to be able to do that, but the steps don't, you know, they've changed the screen so they're not the same steps anymore.
If you scroll further down the document and then use the modifier to go back to the address bar, does that scroll the page back up to the top?
No.
No? Okay. Great question.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't know that I have any. It's not something I've done, and I don't.
I know. You've previously said you never use it, but I use it all the time.
I wonder if you connected a USB keyboard that did have those buttons, do they still work on a Chromebook?
I don't know. I've always used the keyboard on my Chromebook.
Yeah, yeah. Well, us too.
I do know that once you've signed into your Chromebook, and you go to the status area and pick that, you can go into settings. And in settings, in the device section, you can go into keyboard settings and change the way things work. But I don't know...
About home and end. Home and end are keys that have lived on the IBM-style keyboards probably for decades, and they help you maneuver around documents. Home and end specifically jump to the top of whatever scrollable document you're working on, and end also does the same, but sends you down to the end of the document. And they were ways to navigate through screenfuls of text. Back before people had mice on the computer.
I don't know that you can actually do that. I'll certainly keep looking at it. We'll see.
It's a great question.
But I don't have an answer for you, and I'm sorry.
And if there's anybody listening who thinks they have an idea of what
absolutely.
We can do, be sure and call in and educate us. We'd love to know about it.
Yep.
And very, very briefly, maybe you can explain why this happened. I'm going to buy a new phone. I'm on a track phone.
Okay.
I want to make sure I've got the correct browser. I called. They would not give me the browser. Verizon, Sprint, all that other stuff.
Oh, the carrier.
Carrier, thank you.
Okay.
I basically begged and pleaded and said I can't buy a new phone if I don't know who the carrier is.
Yeah.
And finally they gave it to me. Is that just track phone or is that... Universal or something?
No, generally they let you know who your carrier is. Now, certainly nobody likes to lose a customer.
Right.
Right, but I can't buy a phone to upgrade my phone without knowing a carrier.
Right. Oh, you want to stay with Track Phone. You just want to know what phone, whether you get a GSMA or a whatever the other one is.
Tell us what your goal was.
Staying with Track Phone. My goal is stay with Track Phone.
Okay.
What happened is the charging... receiver for my old phone. I got to basically use rubber bands to hold it in place.
I see. Okay. So you're ready to buy a new phone. You just wanted to make sure that it was going to be compatible with the track phone networks here in town.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
I basically spent 4 or 5 minutes just...
I have gone to their website in the past. I used to be a track phone user myself. And if you go to their website and sign in with your account...
Mm-hmm.
If they have a section online where you can buy phones, and I believe that they will be sure to limit that selection to phones that do indeed work with your existing account.
My problem is they don't have any phones that are good enough, in my opinion.
Okay.
Want to get a better phone.
Right. There are other similar choices to Track Phone. Track Phone, you typically buy a bunch of minutes, and then you debit against those as you made calls. There's another provider that's similar. Straight Talk, which you can find at one of the local big box department stores, is worth checking out. You can get any phone you want, pretty much, and get a SIM card from them for a nominal fee, and then get onto a prepaid agreement with them that can work pretty well, too. That allows you to use some fancier phones, smartphones like the iPhone or other phones, too. So that might be another way to go.
Yeah, okay, I have to do it because I need to upgrade my phone.
Okay.
So
that might work for you.
But I couldn't believe they wouldn't tell me who the carrier was when obviously I wanted to stay with Track Phone.
Right.
Wouldn't care what their carrier is.
Yep, that's true. Yep, sometimes they make that a little hard to get. But there are lots of different MVNOs or the Track Phones and the Straight Talks of the world. They don't really own the networks themselves.
Right.
So they're buying wholesale bandwidth from some of the big carriers, and they are offering it to people with different approaches to plans. Some are prepaid, some are by a certain number of minutes and debit against them. But they are all behind the scenes actually using perfectly normal nationwide carriers.
I get the 60 minutes every 3 months, and I'm up to 1,200 minutes in the bank.
Oh, okay.
How much I use the phone.
Right. Not so
much.
There
you go.
But, yeah, there are lots of different options. Be sure to shop around, and you'll find something you need with a phone that'll work for you.
I think $7 a month for a phone is great.
Right. And by the way, Control and Alt simultaneously with the page up and page down keys seems to move me to the top and bottom.
Ooh, you found it.
Control Alt?
Control and Alt simultaneously.
Okay.
And then the arrow, up and down arrow keys?
Yep. If I hold the Control and Alt keys down, it gives me home and end.
Ooh.
On the up and down arrow keys.
Nice job, Nick.
All right. Thank you very much. All my questions, you guys are just great.
Well, thank
Thanks.
You.
And I did renew today. So.
Hey, what a thing.
There we go.
What a
Thanks.
Nice thing to do.
Yep.
That was great.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, you found that home and end. That's great.
Speaking of which, talking about phones.
Yes.
Because I couldn't get through last week to talk to you.
Yes.
You were talking about a very hot issue.
Yes. Do we have to take away your nickname?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I finally turned in my Fire Stick.
Yeah. So Dave Boom Boom Enright is no longer the name for you?
Burn Baby Burn isn't going to be my middle name anymore.
So you had one of these Samsung phones where the battery was proving to be
here's the thing,
challenging.
Though. The thing of it is, though, is as far as the replacement phones,
okay,
only two of them have had issues of burning.
Okay.
The others were still ones that people hadn't gotten around to changing the battery.
So the news media may not have
They kind of hyped it up. But here's the other interesting thing that kind of ticks me up. One, an associate at work, a friend of mine, went in and to one of the stores and was told, "Oh, yeah, no, you're not leaving here with that phone." I go, "What?"
Oh yeah.
And they wound up giving her a 7.
Okay.
She wanted the 7 Edge. I told her, wait, they don't have the right to do that.
Right, they said the Edge wasn't in stock, so you got to take a 7
or
nothing.
I said, well, then you should have walked right on out. They said I couldn't. I go, till they pay you for their phone, you still own it. They can't tell you can't do that.
Okay.
So I said, tell your husband to go back there and tell him you want the Edge. The Edge is back in. Sure enough, she did, and she got the Edge now.
Good.
But yeah, the note has been officially reclaimed. I had to, matter of fact, I walked out with mine. I took it home because I had to get.
Yeah, you got the Pixel XL. I now hate you officially.
Thank
just
you.
So you know.
For once. Wait a minute, Mister. I've got green light, and now I'm trying to get it over my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Stewart said the same thing to me this morning. He got one. I said the same thing to him. He said, yeah, but you got green light. I said,
Yeah. I'm still hoping. I'm pushing to get green light in my neighborhood. I've been going out and talking to folks and that really want to get it in there.
Well, you know, Halloween is coming up. You could dress like a green light and walk around and take candy and
hand out
the pamphlets.
No, instead of them giving you candy, you give them the wall hanger.
I've been doing
door
that.
Hanger.
Yeah, I've been doing that. And the folks, you know, are in my neighborhood, especially, I got a lot of businesses.
Sure.
So I'm hoping.
Well, before we go on, Stephen from Rochester, thank you very much for your donation.
Hey, that was nice.
But they wound up sending me home with the phone, so that's why I don't get that other one. And they're sending me this fireproof box.
Yeah.
That I got to send it back into.
Yep.
They said, yeah, it'll come with this envelope. You got to put it in there, help fire retardant, and then put it in this box and mail it back to them.
Yeah, and it has to go by ground. They're not even allowed to ship it in the air.
Well, airlines won't take them. UPS and DHL and all of those folks essentially said, we won't take them. That's why they have to go in fireproof boxes now.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, so I got the new Google Pixel XL,
cool.
And I'm loving it.
Bite me. All right. We're going to take another quick break while you make the call and make the pledge. It's 40 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites on Member Supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on Member Supported Jazz 90.1.
My chair dancing is among the best.
It is pretty good.
Thank you.
Surprisingly good.
Right. My knees just shot, but the rest of me's okay. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Dennis Worcester.
And I'm Eric Worcester.
And at 45 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. And here in the middle of this pledge drive, we have Larry from Greece, New York on the line. What's up, Larry?
Well, I was listening to your stuff about trying to go home and end.
Yeah.
And maybe it's the obvious, but if you've got a number pad, try shift and, you know, 1-7 is...
Right, right, right. He was specifically asking about a Chromebook, however, which don't come with number pads.
None of them do? Okay.
Yeah. Right.
The old AT keyboards used to do that.
Right. Now, if you're using a product like Cloud Ready from Neverware, which turns an old laptop into a Chromebook, then that will have, of course, a home or an end key, and that will work. And you're right. Some of them have keypads, and that will work. But a regular, you know, if you just go out and buy a Chromebook, it does not come with any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I did have a funny thing. I tried your control, alt, and down arrow.
Yeah.
I got a black screen. I'm thinking, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, are you on a Chromebook?
And then it came back upside down.
What? You're not on a Chromebook.
No.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, sorry I couldn't help then. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, okay, you too, Larry. Appreciate it.
Eric says at his school they have Chromebooks that get handed out to the students. He says that some students will prank others by doing that very thing.
Yep.
Make the screen show up upside down.
Cool. Yep. Well, as a matter of fact, I have to thank you. Last week I was listening to you guys because I brought my Chromebook out to the garage and I was out there working with it. It's black.
Uh-oh.
Nothing. Kept trying to restart it. So I did the back to the factory, you know, the sequence that you gave me. Boom, back up there, and I was out there the whole afternoon working with my Chromebook out there. I love it.
Yep. Good.
You know, being able to, because I had this, you know, the garage sale going on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
So you stuck out there, and the Chromebook is fantastic to have while I was doing other stuff. And but that saved my butt.
And, well, right. It's our pleasure. Now you have to become a member.
That's right.
We
wait a minute. I work here.
It doesn't. No. Well,
sorry. We got membership
for certain select values of work. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. If you're getting value here, you know, you need to.
That's right.
You need to make sure that you acknowledge that.
That's right. Everybody who gets
I do
value.
With every paycheck that he gives me.
There's zero amount on every paycheck. Yeah. Here's the deal. When you have a Chromebook, typically, most people do not store data on the Chromebook itself. Nope. So if you have to put the Chromebook back to factory defaults, you don't lose anything. Mm-mm. Because as Dave found out, you set it back to factory defaults, you log in with your Google username and password, and within a couple of minutes, everything that was in it is back on it because it's all stored on the web at Google,
right,
and they make sure that your Chromebook looks the way it did it ran.
And then I just have to pull down the various.
Well, a lot of it comes back by itself.
Yeah, but the icons and that, you know, for the Google
photo,
like I lost all this information or anything else. It was, no biggie. I didn't even give it a second thought. It came back up. I was happy.
Yep. That's all it takes,
right.
And that's the beauty of a Chromebook, and that's the lovely thing.
And that's very different than a traditional laptop. A traditional laptop running Windows or a Mac is set up in a very different approach.
Right.
And it's an approach that when things go wrong, the type of troubleshooting that you can do is significantly different. But with a Chromebook, restoring back to factory defaults is an easy thing to do. And it often accomplishes precisely what you intended, that you're able to get back in, and your data is never really at risk, as long as it's stored up in Google's cloud.
One thing I want to know, though, is now next quarter, I mean the first quarter of next year, supposedly the Chromebooks will be able to run Android apps.
That's what we're
hearing. Some Chromebooks.
Yeah, well, mine will be able to.
Yeah, mine won't. I have to buy a new Chromebook.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll be a pretty big problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's cheaper to buy a Chromebook than it is to buy a phone, so I'm buying a Chromebook. Shut up.
Yeah, I mean, $299 right now for a nice Chromebook, the newer one. But what I'm wondering, though, is, you know, say I go ahead with one, I don't know how they're going to arrange the icons if I download, you know, Android apps on it. And if I do a restore, like say I have to do a hard restore, all those apps that I put down, is it going to remember those?
Well, we don't know yet, but theoretically, it would work like your phone. So if you did a reset on your phone, it would do the same thing it does on your Chromebook. All the apps you've had down come back down. just like they will on the Chromebook. So, yeah, you should. We don't know yet for a fact, but that's the theory everybody's working under.
Okay.
Google wants to make it easy for you. They want you to buy a Chromebook. They want you to use a Chromebook. They're not going to make it hard.
They sold me. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's a convenient tool that just works.
And you're right. It is not a desktop, and you have to learn a new way of working.
Right.
Right? It's a little bit different. No, you don't have to learn a new way of working. This is the way you work.
Eric's talking to Eric at the already moment. Knows it. Yeah, no he's problem. Sitting there with a, you know, look like the cat that swallowed the canary. Yep.
Yep. And here's the difference between him and me and most of our listeners. He doesn't know it's hard.
This is just the way it's always been.
It's just the way it's always been, so he just does it.
Yeah. No problem.
You know, we tend to think, oh my goodness, I have to get a new computer, and how do I set it up, and what do I do? It's a whole, don't stress it. Chromebooks are a lot easier than they think you are. You just have to learn a new way of working. It's like buying a new car. I say it all the time. You still know how to drive. You just have to learn where the controls are.
That's right. How do I turn the heat back on?
You that's know, right.
That kind of thing.
That's exactly right. So it's very easy to learn if that's what you want to do. You just have to know that a Chromebook is, in fact, the thing that you want to do. So we've got a few minutes left. Let's talk to Rich from Irondequoit, New York. What's up, Rich?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just heard you mention something about turning a PC or a laptop into a Chromebook.
Yeah.
I have a older... it's running Windows 8.1 right now, but I can't download 10 to it because it won't take it.
Right.
So I'm thinking maybe after it runs out of its real life a little bit more, I'll turn it into a Chromebook.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, the tool is called Neverware.
Can you explain that a little more or where you would go or maybe put up a link later somewhere?
Yeah, we put it up how before. That happens? It's called Neverware at neverware.com. Never W-A-R-E, right? Neverware as in like software.
Okay.
And the product is called Cloud Ready.
Okay.
And it works on most machines, some very, very old machines, and it wants 2 gig of RAM, although I have successfully put it on a 1 gig and a 1.5 gig machine, but it really wants 2 gig.
Okay.
I put it on old MacBooks. I've put it, as long as it's an Intel processor, I've put it on old MacBooks. I've put it on old Toshibas. I've put it on old Lenovo's. I put it on a bunch of flipping machines. And basically what happens is, it's really what it is a version of Linux that works like a Chromebook.
Okay.
So you load it up. It looks like a Chromebook. If you were to log in with your Google username and password, which you should, it works just like a Chromebook. You can do all the things you do on a Chromebook. And it works very, very nicely and very, very well.
Now, that's considered to be the operating system then of the machine, correct?
Yep, that's exactly right. When you boot it up, it is a Chromebook.
Okay.
There are a couple of very esoteric things you can't do that the average user would never do. Like, you can't put it in developer mode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most people aren't going to put it in developer mode anyway.
Yeah, not a big loss.
Right.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be doing that.
Right. And to do a restore is a little different. You have to do it from their menu, not from the Google menu. But again, those things are minimal and not difficult to do. Just they're different because you're really faking that you're a Chromebook. Right. But it works great, particularly on older hardware. Give it some new life. And it works fine. If you've got an old laptop that's just sitting around and taking up space and collecting dust, give this a shot. What do you got to lose?
Yeah,
you download it, you put it on a thumb drive or on a CD, you know, you make a bootable CD or a bootable thumb drive with it, and then bang, pop it in, up you go, you're done.
Yeah, the reason I can't get the 10 on this machine is due to the, I believe the Wi-Fi type stuff that it won't accept the 10. So I'm assuming that if I go to this Chromebook type thing that it would still work.
Well, yes, it should. And again, as with so many other things, if you do it from the CD or from the thumb drive, you can run it from the thumb drive or the CD to see if it works.
That's a great idea.
Before you do the install. It'll be very slow.
You don't have to commit to it.
Because it's not running, you know, it's running over a CD or through the thumb drive.
But at least but it will work. The Wi-Fi that way.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. That'll give this laptop at least a little more life and give me a shot to try it out also.
There you go. We got to go.
Thanks, guys.
We're done for another week. I really want to thank Dennis Worcester, and more particularly Eric Worcester, for coming in and keeping us all
on the
straight and narrow.
Yikes. No respect. No, the Rodney Dangerfield.
Well, we respect one of you anyway.
Yes, the short one.
And I want to thank Dave Enright for whatever the heck it was he did today.
Anytime,
And I want to thank everybody who called in for your generosity and for becoming part of this show. We'll be back next week with a whole lot more sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.